two things in the world I find to be an absolute shanda in Judaism. Number one, shanda is like a bad thing. Number one, and I apologize for any of you that went to schools like this, but when first period is math or history and not Talmud Torah, that bothers me more than it. You can learn 3 minutes of Torah a day and learn, you know, 18 hours of secular subjects, but the day has to start with Torah, and that gets me very, very upset. The second thing, which seems to go on in every single yeshiva to no understanding to me, is why Hanukkah is a vacation. It's ridiculous. It bothers me so much. It's an ikker time of Lima Torah, and to have that time be vacation makes absolutely no sense. I know. That's why I'm calling out every yeshiva. We're calling out. It's on recording. Okay. So very few things bother me more. It's really ridiculous. Just give off time in January, February, and March. But why Dafka have time off in Hanukkah? When I was at a job once, I actually took a day off, because, you know, when you start to work, you don't get off for Jewish holidays or all non-Jewish holidays. I took a day off to devote that day just to learn. It wasn't a day to go on tools with my children. It wasn't a day to hang out with my wife. Just a day to learn, because that's what Hanukkah really is. So to give time off during Hanukkah is absolutely ridiculous. When I was in YU...
we have off for Christmas.
Could have off for Christmas. When I was in YU... my chavrusa Eitan Mishkov told me a story from when he was in Shalavim Shana Aleph. I think Rav Yamer is here. He's now the Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Yamer asked a question to the entire room, similarly to what I'm going to do now, but I'm not going to actually do it. But he actually asked the entire room, maybe they filled out a piece of paper, how much time you envision you're going to learn every single day the rest of your life. It's also just as Bershutz Ruven Minciati, who said there's not enough chizik about Lima Torah in this yeshiva. Everything's about davening, so he wanted some chizik, an actual Lima Torah. So he asked, so the question was, how much time do you think you're going to learn the rest of your life? So my friend told me, my chavrusa told me, that people had a lot of, people like 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, you know, 6 hours, yeah, they thought they were going to be in a kol. They all had like, you know, ridiculous answers. Maybe in Shalvim they strive for more, I don't know. Was it like, and Eliyahu was saying, Karen B'Yavne, it probably would be similar. And my friend answered an hour and a half a day. And Rav Yamer says, you should all know, there's 25 guys in this year. He's the only guy who has his head screwed on the right way. The only guy who said an hour and a half a day. Because he's the only person who's realistic. Like, you're actually foreseeing what's going to be. It's going to be very, very difficult when you're in the army, when you're in college. I don't know what it's like in the army, so I can't relate. But certainly when you're married and have children and have financial stresses and every other stress in the world, and dealing with whatever you're dealing with in your life, to try to find 5 minutes a day to learn is going to be very, very challenging. So to think that you'd learn 8 hours a day is unrealistic. But the thing that you can learn for an hour and a half a day is definitely feasible. And it's something very, very important or it doesn't have to be an hour. Hill's getting scared about an hour. It could be 5 minutes, it could be 5 seconds, you know, whatever it's going to be. But meaning those 5 seconds are no matter what, you never miss those. Mm-hmm. Like the same way we don't miss going to the bathroom, we don't miss Lima Torah. You know, we have to make sure that we're going to do it. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Chanukah, he talks about what's the difference. This is why I think it's a shanda not to learn on Chanukah. What's the difference between Chanukah and Purim? So on Purim, On Purim, they tried to kill all the Jews. They tried to kill us. They wanted to eradicate all of us. In Hanukkah, they didn't want to kill us. They wanted us to be part of the world. You know, the Jews are, you know, you go through, if you ever want to take an experiment, you go through, pick 50 major companies in the world, look at the CEOs, CFOs, the high executives, they're all Jewish. They're not necessarily learning those 5 seconds a day, but they all have the Judaism in them, because everybody knows from the beginning of time we want the Jews as part of the world, because they're smarter, you know, they're better looking, they're wealthier, you know, all the wealth in the world, you know, there's so much Jewish philanthropy because there's so many all right, Rav Dudi's bear hugging guys, so that's interesting. It's all mutter here. They're so smart. So like everybody wanted to have everybody wanted to have the Jews be a part of the world. So they didn't want to kill the Jews. They wanted the Jews to join in. They wanted to, we'll intermarry with them, they'll mingle, they'll totally be disassociated, and we'll make it that they can't learn Torah, they can't do Bris Milah. We wanted to get rid of everything Jewish from the Jews, but we didn't want to actually kill them. So come Chanukah, I remember when I was in YU, somebody asked someone, what should I do? I have lab. But the Masiba, what should I do? And my friend, who would not really say this, he said, don't go to the Masiba, don't go to lab, and go learn. And go learn. And I'm not telling you this because Mordechai will actually probably hear me and come and kill me if I say this. But if you on Sunday decide not to go to the Yosef Karduner concert and you decide to learn Torah, that's more important. It's not Litvish. Now, on Purim, it's fine. Or on February, it's fine. But come Chanukah, the most important thing that one can be doing is Lima Torah. There's nothing more important. And we can also guarantee that Rosh Hashanah will not be at the Yosef Karduner concert. We all stand up when the Gadol walks in. We can all guarantee he won't be at the Yosef Karduner concert. He'll be learning. Because there's nothing more important that you could do. No, I'm not doing a rebellion. Do what the yeshiva says to do. It's not, you don't have to dafka go and learn. You have to metaphorically go and learn. Like you're being on Chanukah, you're being on that time.
Mark, either do it or not.
You're more annoying than a Talmud. You know, it's like a heckler in the crowd. I'm the heckler in the crowd usually. There's really nothing more important. There's nothing more important than to establish on Chanukah to have Lima Torah. It's why most yeshivas, there are my charters doing it for a year, but most yeshivas, that's why they encourage, like, learning incentives begin on Chanukah, Torah Shraga. It's the only shiur I listened to Ray Raplowski the entire year, but he has a whole thing about the Chanukah learning incentive and when it starts, and there's a lot of people in Torah Shraga whose lives have changed, because Chanukah, they decided that they were going to start, they were going to learn, they were going to take it upon themselves, because that's really the being, that's really the most important thing, in Chanukah. Alright, there's the Gemara, we'll conclude with this. The Gemara and Shel will partially conclude this. It'll tell a story of Torah, which I really like. We'll partially conclude with this. The Gemara and Shabbos, which I mentioned in my Siyum, it talks about there's six questions that Hashem asks you. This wasn't the one I mentioned. There's six questions that Kadosh Baruch Hu asks you when you die. It's good, because when we're going to die, you always want to be prepared. Hello, went to Rashid. This is a shout out for Rashid Shana Aleph, Rabbi Jason Allen, for all the teaching he did for Hillel Jacobs. Jacob or Jacobs?
Jacobs.
One of the questions the Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to ask you when you die is where you kovei itim. Now, it's nice when you're in yeshiva because you can still spend 12 hours a day of screen time, 10 hours a day of sleeping, and still be able to have set aside time to learn because you're in a yeshiva, and even if you're learning very little, you're probably still learning more than most people who aren't in yeshiva. But when you leave yeshiva, when you can still have 12 hours of screen time, although it'll be hard to like make a parnasa if you do that, unless you know that's part of your screen time for work. When you leave yeshiva, it's going to be very, very hard. And Hashem's going to ask you, did you set aside time for learning? And the reason why, as I mentioned the first time here, the first breakfast, the minyan, the importance of Seder, I know everyone's minyan attendance has gotten so much better. How do I know that? Because at least for today, the percentage of increase of people that are here versus that time is increased. So that must mean you're either getting up earlier or went to Shachar. So the reason why minyan and Seder of that is so important, and making sure that you set aside time to learning, is because we need consistency. And Hashem's going to ask you, and you know, at the end of the day, if we want to be people that are going to pass that test of Kaddish Baruch Hu, we want to say that we set aside time to learn. And again, every person's different. That's why I think the hour and a half is a realistic goal. I don't know everyone's here, you know, where you're holding, but I think that's a realistic goal. You know, you set it, we're in a half hour of Gemara, we're 15 minutes of Tanakh, 15 minutes of Halacha, you know, listen to a 15-minute shiur. You know, there's only about 8 million hours with the shiurim online, so it shouldn't be that hard to find 15 minutes out of the 8 million minutes. You're able to put in between an hour and a half. It's not really overshooting, and everybody can do it, and it just comes from, you know, I've had many one-on-one talks, so, and basically everyone here says they want to do it, so you know, the question is on you guys. You've been given the tools. You've been given the Rebbeim. You've been given the 1, 2, 3 talks or other talks. You know, to get you guys into the zone. And now it's about going to the next level, wherever you're going to go on in life, but getting to that next point. This is a clue to the story. It's really like the story, which maybe gets more into the 8-hour path. But there's a famous Rav Chaim Volozhin story that a guy goes up to Shemayim And the Kaddish Baruch Hu tells him, you are Mevatel Talmud Torah 8 hours every day. The guy's like, what do you mean I was Mevatel 8 hours a day? Like, every day from 9 to 5. But back then, I guess they were on a 9 to 5 cycle. I've actually been zocher to this. I don't make so much money, but I've been zocher to find the 9 to 5 work schedule. You should all be very blessed to find that, but shouldn't expect to be able to find that. That's very uncommon. But again, they were going on the 9 to 5, the 9 to 5 schedule. And he said, "You're mevatel lima Torah 8 hours every day." Like, what? God, there's a Gemara in Brachos that talks about in Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that says whether or not one should only learn or one should learn and work. God, we paskin, you learn and work. We're not meant to only learn. I worked. How was I mevatel Torah 8 hours a day? Fair. It's a good question. It's a good question. I went to work. I did. I supported my family. I gave stucca. I learned a little bit on the side. How was I mevatel that time? And God's like, you know, you're taka right. But in my infinite wisdom, I allowed the non-Jews to create what we call the holiday seasons. You know, you have Labor Day, Thanksgiving. Some people get 2 days off for Thanksgiving. Well, I hope most people get off, unless you work in a bank or a doctor, you basically get off 2 days for Thanksgiving. Memorial Day, Christmas, January 1st. What am I missing? And July 4th, you know, you get all those holidays. Not to mention if, you know, you're, like my father gets off Columbus Day and Veterans Day, and, you know, every other made-up holiday, President's Day, you know, the million holidays. So God says to you, what did you do on Thanksgiving? God, Thanksgiving? I woke up, I went to Shacharis because I was in Leva Torah, and all they told me is that if you go to Shacharis, you'll get a good shidduch. I went to Shacharis, I played football for 3 hours, I watched football for 9 hours, I went to bed, and then the next day on Friday, I was so tired that, like, you know, I helped my wife, I peeled one potato for the potato cook, and I slept for 7 hours. And God's like, correct, so you were Mevatel Torah, 9 to 5, because had you not gone to work every day of your life, you would have done nothing. You never would have learned. So therefore, you were Mevatel. So I'm not, oh boy, I don't like questions. But you can ask after. So I'm not saying that on your off days when you start working, you should learn a whole day. But it's something, I send this to my friends who are in the working force, and I don't get off the non-Jewish holidays. And on Jewish holidays, it's impossible to learn at all because I have my kids on my legs the whole time and running around to take care of them. But the point is to really think when you will have off days, and I remember in America, there's nothing better than those holidays. Oh, Thanksgiving is amazing. And Wednesday with a half a day, you know, you get into work at 9 o'clock on Monday, and I'm like, I got 2.5 days till, a lot of football. I have 2.5 days till vacation. This is so exciting. And like to remember that you don't, obviously you don't have to learn 8 hours, and I don't know if God will be that chumber as Reb Chaim Volozhin, dictates that he will be. But on a holiday, a time off from a holiday, the time to show that if I could, I would learn all day. And the same thing with the army. Like, you'll get, like, Matan Bauman pledged a lot of hours to learn on Friday. I guess he's off on Friday. To learn on Fridays in yeshiva, the Simchas Torah pledge. He can't learn during the day. I assume when you're in the army, it's very hard to have a lot of time to learn. You're all doing a very, very important service for Klal Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing more important, but it's definitely very, very important. You should all be blessed. There's not a lot of time to learn, but you'll have time off. So if during your time off, you take advantage, you spend the time you're learning, you spend the time you're doing chesed, davening, etc. So then when you're in the army, when you have a patur, or a quote-unquote patur, you know, from it because the day is very busy. So Hashem will be like, okay, I know you would be doing it, but you're doing something else. And there's nothing wrong in life of having a different avodah, of doing something else on the side. But to remember that if I was able to, I'd be able to set aside time to learning, then that will take us far. And Yitzhak Hashem, everybody should have a successful end of the year. Joey for his 2 days remaining, and everybody else for, I guess Matthew and Eitan for their month. As I told the shir last year, I think I told Rosh Hashanah shir. That's why Joe knows. That's why we don't clap after shirim. It's weird. It's not the we don't clap. It's not the opera. I didn't just put on a presentation. I don't know what you're doing, but that's better than clapping. But everybody else who's here should have a lot of aslacha. They should do well. They shouldn't just think this is crazy what I said. Like, it's really doable for every person in this room if they want to make sure they can learn an hour a day and to set that in, or more, Mr. Shem, but to set that in, that those are important things, and to get back to the basics of how one will make that a true reality. And that doesn't mean we volunteer for 17 hours in the EMT when we go back and not learn at all. You made it onto tape. Have a wonderful day. What was your question?